What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Snoop Dogg! Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca. Yeah,
today's a new day, got the bootay up in the suitcase, so go uptown to Harlem, tell them that I sent ya. Yep. Tell them it's August, I'm going to November. I need a couple birds, get abroad, have them sent up. Call my bird, get my broad, have her sent up. Please call my niggas, call my squad, have them sent up. Please, yeah. I see a town I'm liking, see some niggas getting money in a town I like it. Yeah. I run up on them with the pound and light it, like it's my block now, alright, kid. He understood me quite clear. Then that thing bang out and rang out the side of his right ear. And I got back to my business, back to my bitches, back to the kitchen at Pyrex Vision. Pop, I let that white stuff sit in. Get hard, get rock, get to the block and pitch it. Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is how I'm living. And this is how I get it. Come fuck the war with it.
Hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey, I stood at home, head on the chrome in the zone, flicking the candles, watching how the gangsters do it. Say with me. I stood alone, getting dome from a thick chicken sandwich. Watch shad,
now I see death
mad
around the corner. Gotta stay high, now, will I survive in a city where the skinny niggas die? No, it's the city where the skinny niggas ride. Yeah, 4-5 send me on they side. Yeah, twisted when they drive. Yeah, liquor shot for big pop and pop. Yeah, one more for shine, locked inside. Yeah. Two more for Cam for taking over the rock. Yeah, yeah, it's my year, so okay, okay, okay. Y'all can't fuck with me, no way.
What?
Jose or Hector Camacho, check blowing racho, chest closing tacos. Motherfucker, I'm the best. I told y'all before, I showed y'all before. Hey,
I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey, I stood at home, head on the chrome in the zone, flicking the candles, watching how the gangsters do it.
Say with me.
I stood alone, getting dome from a thick chicken sandwich.
Watching shaft, clocking math,
clocking math. Okay, man. I'm with you, Santana. This the union right here. Let's do it one time. Dipset, bitch. You know you can't fuck with this boy. Killer.
I'm on the west side of Chicago, looking for a bus down to make me put my two arms up. Touchdown, you stay in touch now. But when I touch down, I'm like buckshot shorty, duck down. Yeah, I must clown, I'm from Harlem Uptown. When we flash money, take your bitch and ask you what now. Bird flip a dozen, chicks is dicks they suckin'. Swallow my kids, go and kiss they cousin. Guess they kissin' cousins, toys kissin' muffin. Worse than that, they go home and kiss they husband. This shit's disgusting, keep the chickens cluckin'. Keep the pigeons buggin', this on my wrist is nothing. It's just yellow hearts and pink diamonds. Where I get the money for this, don't think rhyming. You fucking with Pablo, Bravo, Mario, Via Bono, Ho, Tato.
I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle,
listening to gangster music.
Hey, I stood at home, head on the chrome in the zone, flicking the candles,
watching how the gangsters do it.
Say with me. I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle,
listening to gangster music.
Hey, I stood alone getting dome from a thick chicken sandwich.
Watching shad, clocking math.
You're back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And we do this every Thursday. Today is July 4th. If you don't know what that means, it's America's Independence Day. And we know that the Dipset anthem is the only anthem that we can play and have been playing for the last 4 years. So before we move forward, we acknowledge that we're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here live from Pacific Spirit Park here on UBC's campus. And if you've never listened to Off the Beaten Path, you're in for a treat. Because for the next hour, whatever you have been doing or whatever you have going on later in the day, hey, listen, just relax. Maybe you're at work right now or you're getting ready for work. You're taking your kids to school. Listen, and you're like, you know what? They need to know who the hell the Dipset is. Because if you forgot, you are, must be faded. What we'd like to do on the show is we talk a little bit about what's going on here in BC. Then we talk about what's going on in Canada and what's going on in the United States. And since it's July 4th and I am a born American, then, I mean, you know, then this is going to be like a heavy U.S.-centric show. I mean, we have a lot going on. Now, I say U.S., I mean, like, the world. It's what we have seen, at least in the last, you know, the modern history, at least for me, is that there's just a complete domination, you know, whether you like it or not. We saw the U.S. women's soccer team just dominate. I don't, you know, last night, the U.S. played U.S. men's in the Copa America Cup. They played Jamaica. And me, of course, you know who I'm rooting for? The winners. It's like, no. I was rooting for Jamaica, but I'm also happy when the United States wins. I don't know what it is about sports. I asked this question earlier in the week to myself. You know, it's just like, I don't know if sports makes it makes society better or worse. Like, if you are a basketball fan and you've been watching this saga play out over the last few days, I don't know if you know, the NBA free agency began, and you see just how people are going crazy following Kawhi Leonard particularly. And I think it's interesting because, like, when I think of Canada, other than the 2010 riots here in BC, or maybe that was 2015, I'm not sure. However, when they lost to the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals, and Vancouver went crazy and started burning cars and flipping cars and just acting wild, you don't really feel the level of fandom for sports. It's not like there is, I think it adds to the stereotype of Canadians, but, like, you know, this modesty or humbleness around their fans. But what you saw that the Toronto Raptors really brought out, like, an enthusiasm around the sport, and Kawhi Leonard particularly. And this man can't even get on a plane. They have a Kawhi plane tracker. They have a helicopter, which is following his Suburban around the city. There's thousands and thousands of people standing outside of the hotel that they think he might be at. And it's rather ridiculous for someone who at the beginning of the year already said he didn't want to come back here. However, I guess things change when you win the NBA championship. But I'm not really, it just doesn't really make any sense. But we got a lot going on. There's so much going on here in Vancouver this weekend from, I believe, 3 to 5. I'll be doing a live broadcast from Kitsilano Fest. So if you are at Kitsilano Fest, which takes place on West 4th here in Kitsilano, you can come check me out. Or you can sit at your house and you can listen. Either way is good. Just tune in. I appreciate it. And with that, the weather should be pretty solid. Last weekend was beautiful. I wasn't here until Sunday, and I spent Canada Day, so July 1st, if for you Americans who don't know, or didn't know, or maybe never knew, or maybe you were like, damn, does Canada have an Independence Day? Like, when did they become a country? Well, 152 years ago, on July 1st, I don't really know, like, if it was a war, or if they just asked Great Britain nicely. Like, I don't actually know what happened. Like, we know about the Revolutionary War in America. Like, we learn about that. And I'm not sure if Canadians learned about the Revolutionary War, but we definitely don't know about how Canada got its Independence Day. I'm assuming it was a gift. I don't know. If you're Canadian and you'd like to call in and tell us a story about how Canada got their independence, I would appreciate it. I'm pretty well versed in America, so you don't have to call in. But July 1st was a fantastic day. I personally went down to Wreck Beach. I felt like, for me, it was much needed after a long weekend at home. Like, sometimes you go home and you're like, I don't know where home is for you, but for me, it was like, oh, I need to get back to the beach. But starting today, it's a cloudy with the high of 20. Tomorrow should be showers with the high of 20, only showers in the morning. Saturday, it's just 20 degrees from here until July 18th. But showers off and on throughout the month, which I feel like is good because I'm gone. And when I come back, I would hope that it is not just smoky. So I hope that it's not only raining here, but also raining in the interior, because that's like my number one thing that makes me upset is just listening to all of the smoke. I would say listening, hearing all of the smoke, seeing all the smoke, breathing in the smoke, because I don't want any. I almost got a little corny for you guys, but, you know, sometimes you got to do it. But let's just jump right into what's going on here in BC. Oh, mad other anthems coming in. So listen, we're going to play a lot of music. There's lots of things going on. However, first things first. We talk about this almost every show. You know, the idea of animal and man. Not just like animals. See, like, I'm team winner. So, like, if you get in a fight with an animal and you lose, you got to eat that. You know, and if you get in a fight with an animal and you win, you got to eat that too. However, I believe that things should be a fair fight. Fair in the... You know what a fair fight is when you see one. Like, I feel like, you know, when you think about those types of rules about fair fights, you know a fair fight when you see one. And so you have to be thinking about everybody else around you. It's not just about you. And this weekend, there was a video of a speedboat. First off, I sail boat. And so, like, I have, like, a natural affinity towards sailboats over power boats and speedboats. One, because I feel like this may or may not be true, but when you sailboats, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of, like, intention. You have to be thinking about things and not just about, like, the boat itself, but the wind conditions and the nature. It just puts you more a part of the environment, I feel. So you can't, like, you can listen to the water coming off of the boat, and you can, like, hear just, like, how the boat is doing. I want to say, like, performing. And you can, like, see the wind in the sails, and you're like, okay, like, I understand. Like, this is all, I'm a part of this. But power boats and speed boats, it's like, it's not the same. You are just listening to whatever shitty techno that comes out of the speakers. You know, you are just hearing the noise from the engine. there's nothing majestic about it. And so what you find is that the people who are associated with these types of activities are tend to be a little bit different. You know, speed powerboat people are the types of people who would speed their powerboat through a pod of orcas just to be dicks about it. So this video posted on Saturday on Facebook shows Prospect Point where there's a speedboat, and you can definitely see the orcas, and there's a law that boats are supposed to give whales, or speedboats, power boats are supposed to give whales 200 meters and cut their engines so that they don't disturb or harm them. However, they've recently upgraded that to 400 meters. And so Antonio Cole, he's the one who recorded the video. You can just see that the speedboater is just speeding through these pod of orcas. Now, if he'd have killed one of the orcas, or if one of the orcas would have killed him, then we know how this story would have been talked about. Unfortunately, there were no negative issues. These orcas were not harmed by the boats. However, we know that it could have gone all different. Anyways, so if you're listening, probably not, because I don't feel like I feel like if you were in that demographic who would probably speed through a pod of orcas, you're probably not listening to my show because you're probably tired of all the shit I'm talking about you. And that's fine. But if you are friends of somebody who would do something like that, like next time you might see them doing something stupid, I want you to just like reach back and just slap the shit out of the back of their head. I feel like that gets people every time. It just works. But more animal news. So not only do we talk about animals here, but we also talk about when people just do stupid things and die from those consequences. Like this man who was dared to eat a gecko, and he was shocked when he developed salmonella poisoning. Now I like dares, and I'm not the type of person that does any dare that just because somebody tells me to do it. Like I feel like there should be some principles in your life, and doing things just because people tell you to do them is probably not the best idea. Maybe especially in a world where Google exists, like where you could probably Google what would happen if you eat a gecko, and it would say, you know, you possibly die. And I feel like if you're a father of three, you should be a little smarter. However, we know that it's not, it would be different if only people who thought like that would be able to have kids. However, we know that there's are a lot of stupid fathers and mothers walking around in the streets, and that's facts. And they're stupid fathers and mothers creating stupid kids. And I feel like if your dad is the type of dad who would eat a gecko for a dare, maybe you're better off without him. Some things are just the way it is. However, if you eat a gecko, there are some side effects that can happen. Like your nuts could grow to the size of grapefruits. Your lungs could double in size and leak fluid. What else? There's just so many other things. However, what you've seen is that the geckos just don't go down easy. And neither do cockroaches, because it's here that it is reported that they are evolving to be immune to raid and other types of chemicals. So if you thought you could get away with them, just that easy, like the species that has lasted the longest on this rock that we call Earth, you were wrong. But when we get back, we have some, like, I'm very interested when I see studies that seem very obvious, but apparently they're not. And when we get back, we're going to talk about one which I feel like is relevant not only here in Canada on Canada Day, Canada Day week, but also on July 4th. We'll be back.
Forget the 4th of July.
On the 6th of July, Catalano Street Party returns to West 4th Avenue. This one's dedicated to all the 9 to 5, 5 to 9 hustlers. Can
we do join us on Saturday, July 6th from Burrard to McDonald for a free day of music, food, beer gardens, and more. Featuring over 50 bands on 7 stages, including Devours, BB, Hey Ocean, Tanya Aganaba, Little Destroyer, and Missy D.
The Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 6th. For more information and the complete lineup, visit catalano.com.
It ain't over till we get it, yeah. We keep it steady, yeah. It goes roots, rock and reggae. I rock, rap a set day. Missy D on the mic control. I thought it wasn't possible to see this rapper thick and
Discorder.
Back it off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. What? Sorry. Noise is annoying. So hopefully it's... Can you guys hear that? I'm not sure. That buzz. We're trying to figure out how to fix that. In the meanwhile, you know what? We're just going to rock it out. We're just going to ride through it. So, what I just learned is that Canada Day is not even an Independence Day. It's basically still a colony of the Queen. And that's kind of whack. I mean, why do you even have a day for that? That doesn't even make any sense. Like, what's the point? I mean, I guess you could probably get that understanding from, like, the weak display of fireworks that they shoot off on July 1st. Compared to the States, those firework displays are absolutely pathetic. Like there are some things about living in America that I do miss. One, the people. As people say, Canadians are nicer. And while I agree, not the kind of people I'm talking about. Also, the United States does fireworks better. Fireworks are better. I feel like fireworks are underrated in the idea of how much joy that they actually bring people. Because you just like almost can't not like fireworks. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie. Was it The Dawn of the Dead? You know, where the zombies get distracted by the fireworks for like the first half of the movie. I feel like those zombies are like just regular ass American citizens, where you're just like, you know, any day that they put fireworks in the air, you could literally do anything. You could rob a bank. You could rob Walmart. You could go and lick as many ice creams as you want. Listen, you could probably do anything because people are just going to go set up and watch them. They not only will set up and watch fireworks, but they'll set up and watch a parade. And nobody does a parade better than the United States. And we're going to get to this a little bit later, but Donald Trump is trying to create his own parade. And what I like about fireworks is that fireworks are not bipartisan. Like, there's no politics in fireworks. Fireworks are just fireworks. Like, it's just blowing shit up and bright lights in the sky. And, you know, like, and there's no reason to make it political because everybody can enjoy it. It is like apple pie. Everybody loves it. There's so many things about America that you just like, objectively, that's good shit. But there's lots of things that you're like, I don't know about that, dog. Not only, and then there's lots of things where you're like, that's absolutely, absolutely terrible. Horrific. And so one of those horrific things that America and the United States share are the treatment of the indigenous people and the treatment of the marginalized people in and on their lands. And so there was a study at UBC that says found that the descendants of residential school survivors are at higher risk of ending up in foster care in the welfare system. And they have a higher incidence rate of poverty and other issues. And that is not surprising. Honestly, like, I don't know why, like, I know why it's news, but I also don't understand why it's like, I don't know why you needed a lot of money to figure that out. Like, maybe to try to create some plans, but I feel like there's always studies about, oh, yeah, this affects this, and in residential school, you know, the trauma passed on from residential schools to their children and their grandchildren and their grandchildren's grandchildren, it's really affecting them long term. But there's rarely ever studies about how and what needs to be done to try to correct or redo those. Like, particularly in the United States, we talk about this all the time, just how I don't know where I heard it first from, but it was PTSD, was post-traumatic slave disorder, where it's this idea is just that, I still carry traumas that have nothing to do, I mean, but I said they have nothing to do with me, but, like, they are passed down generationally. Like, there are still, like, child-rearing practices and other things that people had to do to try to protect their kids from being sold and things like that. Like, it is it is passed on, and there needs to be corrective action. But the studies never talk about that. Their studies only talk about just how these horrible acts have affected people, not just the direct oppressed, but also their offspring and how that carries down. And it's interesting because this article, like, I always find one of the craziest statistics that I have ever seen is that, like, in Saskatchewan, in the province, 95% of the people in jail are Indigenous or First Nations. And so you're like, 95% of the people in jail are Indigenous. That's crazy, because they only make up like less than 10% of the population in the whole province. And so I've been talking about, like, how does it end up like that? There's so many different factors, and one of them being that there has never been a corrective action to try to study even about what the corrective actions could be to help alleviate some of these issues for these individuals who are carrying this generational trauma. And I think that it is interesting that, like, I never would suspect it. Like, I never even thought about it. I guess that's not true. I have thought about it, but the idea of reparations and how, and what does that even look like in America? And people first just dismiss it as it's impossible. And I don't think that it's impossible. I do believe that we have spent, like, so much money on studies to try to figure out, you know, what is exactly going on, and not enough on how to make sure that these corrective actions can be implemented and made better. So, Canada, you don't really get to look at the United States with, you know, that, like, shameful finger wagging, because lots of the stuff that goes on here, or goes on there, goes on here as well. And that includes the indifference and, like, the apathy. So, also, you know, on the show, we like to talk about homelessness, housing, and weed. And you'll be happy to know, well, maybe if you don't own a home, but if you own a home, maybe you won't be happy. But if you don't own a home, you're like, Vancouver's home sales are the lowest since they have been for 20 years. That's the good news. The bad news is, you still can't buy one. You probably still can't afford to buy one. This is the first time in the Lower Mainland that a benchmark price for a home has touched $1 million. But for me, $1 million is $999,999 too expensive for a house. So I can't help you. Maybe you can help me if you're listening. Also, there is a patient in BC who smokes 100 grams of pot per day. And if you are envious, there are some steps to see how you can also be allowed to carry a kilo of marijuana. When we get back, we got a lot of news. Stay tuned.
Apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, they dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pill. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider.
read some leather. Sure, on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part. My bitch will choose it. Lover, never fuck without a rub. Never, never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressed top, top notch. Hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fuck it up the game. Bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. If your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy. If your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy. If your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy. Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I'll show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. Girl, I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker, walk a green mile. Mile, piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, rockin' Russian sable. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with $1,000 shit up on my back. $1 million Mac. They need $1 billion bitch. Put my pippin in your life. Watch your daddy get rich. I'm $1 million Mac. They need $1 billion bitch. Put my pippin in your life. Watch your daddy get rich. I'm $1 million Mac. They need $1 billion bitch. Put my pippin in your life. Watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC. Simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK. Pimpsy be you with me. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp? And what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame. You know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Any, many decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip. Slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop me. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20K a day, that bitch is eating good. Like an infant on a double D titty, just getting drunk, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy up. Better choose the right one or pick the kitties up.
You back it off to Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's radio station. That is the Swisher House version of International Players Anthem. And listen, Swisher House 1 has a lot of anthems, and 2. International Players Anthem, can that be national anthem if it's international? I do not know the answer. However, hold on a second. This is... Sorry about that, guys. Sometimes there's some technical difficulties. You just never know what you're gonna get. However, we got a lot of new technology in here, so Just in the last week, we have like a new computer system. So sometimes it's just figuring it out. And other times, it's just me being an idiot. So there is a man who has now has the right to carry a kilo of weed at any time because he, there used to be, I mean, there is a 150 gram regulatory cap, but he sued and says that it violates his constitutional rights. His doctor has authorized a daily dose of 100 grams and argued that the 150 gram limit impeded his ability to travel and cost him dearly financially. Now, I feel like, I don't want to say, like, I don't know what kind of medical condition this guy has. And I do believe he should be able to fly with as much weed as he wants. Like, I feel like weed is like, go ahead. Like, you should be able to fly with 2.2 pounds of weed if you want, or what is that, 100 kilograms, 1,000 kilograms, 1,000 grams of marijuana if you want. I don't really feel like there should be a cap. Like, if it's legal, shouldn't be a cap of how much you can have on you at one time. Like, nobody's coming in your house and be like, hey, sir, you have literally too many bottles of Jameson at your house. And, like, there's no one going to say that. That's not a thing. And so I don't know why it would be that for him. But, however, if you are smoking 100 grams of weed a day, like, what else do you do besides smoke weed, like, all day? We talked about dares before, and if somebody dared me to smoke 100 grams of weed in a day, I just don't even think that I could do it. Like, let alone, like, how healthy it would be. Like, not only would I not do it, I just don't think I could do it. I don't think it's possible. Like, I feel like you would fall asleep way before you got through that much weed. Like, you would be you would 100% be passed out. Anyways, so if you, maybe you have the same condition and you're like, you know what? I didn't even know that that was an option. I didn't even know that I could get my dosage personally increased so that I could carry more than 150 grams of weed. Then you should look into that. It's not the worst thing in the world. But you know what is the worst thing in the world? Judges. I feel like there are so many stories of awful judges, and not just awful judges, but like just people in general. And the judges are the people who we are supposed to look to in the world as arbiters of justice. Like, that's what they do. Like, they look at it. They are supposed to be able to look at a situation. We give them the authority. We allow them the authority to make these types of decisions based on what the majority of the people would deem to be reasonable. Like, just last week, I found out that this guy I went to school with, I think we talked about this, like, he was selling coke, heroin, and he sold heroin to this another man who died. And, died on an overdose of the heroin that he sold him. And so, I think it's really, in a time where we're really hypersensitive to opiate addiction and overdosing and things and how that can affect people's lives. It was really shocking to, one, find out that he got out of jail. Well, he was sentenced like less than a year ago, and to find out he got out of jail last week. Now, for me, like, I don't think jail is the place for people. I don't think jails should exist. I feel like jails are not a healthy, they're not like, the existence of jails doesn't speak well to like how our society is. However, I do think that since we got them, then we should probably use them in the best manner possible. And so somebody being sentenced to 8 months of jail for selling heroin and killing somebody in a time where we, should, you know, we have sent people to jail for lots less, seems ridiculous. And so that judge, I don't know which judge that was in Montgomery County, but shame on you. And this judge in New Jersey, who who said that he wanted to give leniency to this teenager in a rape case because he came from a good family and he had good test scores. Shame on you. I feel like Judge James Toriano of the Superior Court of New Jersey said that the act wasn't rape, and he ultimately deserved leniency because he came from a good family and had good grades. Now, I feel like we've been hearing this story enough. I mean, not just this story in particular, but we've been still hearing stories like this enough to know that the rules just aren't equally applied to everybody. So, like, you could sell heroin, and you can get out after 8 months, even if you kill somebody, if you got the protection. And this 16-year-old boy who filmed himself behind a girl and sent the video to his friends on Snapchat, and the line in the Snapchat said, "When your first time having sex is rape," for the judge to be like, "Nah, he doesn't actually know what rape is," and worried about destroying the boy's life after this man sent a video of him raping a girl to his friends. And it took this judge, Toriano, 2 hours to make this decision and in his decision, he said he is clearly a candidate not just for college, but probably for a good college. Now, what the fuck does that mean? And I say that, like, with knowing that that's not a word I should be saying at 7 o'clock in the morning. But there's just sometimes things just make me so angry. And it's not just the idea that, like, this is, like, we see this with Brock Turner from a few years ago, that Stanford swimmer, and just people over and over. To the point where it's like, how can one, I mean, we just know, like, everything is not fair, or everything, justice doesn't get handed down how we all believe it should be. But at least, like, that's, at least, like, the obvious things should, like, I feel like everybody knows the right answer on this ruling, except for the judge. It just doesn't make any sense, because I know a lot of smart kids and a lot of smart people get good test scores who've never done that before. And I feel like we're going backwards. When we get back, we are going to touch on, even the Dalai Lama says some things that make you go, hmm. So I'm going to tell you about those when we get back.
Shut up. Is y'all niggas crazy? I'll bust you and be Swayze. Stop acting like a baby. Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how niggas get down. Watch my niggas spit round. Make y'all niggas kiss ground. Just for talking shit, clowns. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Fuck a dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that dream. Five niggas on ravine. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave. My home is a cave. And yo, I'm a slave to my home is the grave. I'm a poor paper. It's all about the papers. Bitches caught the papers and now they wanna rape us. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll.
Look what you done started. Ask for it, you got it. Had it, should've shot it. Now you dearly departed. Get at me, dog, did I rip shit? With this one here, I'll flip shit. Niggas know when I kick shit, it's gonna be some slick shit. What would that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore. Cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Now it's time for bed. Two more to the head. Got the floor red. Yeah, that nigga's dead. Another unsolved mystery. It's going down in history. Niggas ain't never did shit to me. Bitch ass niggas can't get to me. Got to make a move. Got a point to prove. Gotta make them groove. Got them all like, ooh. So to the next time you hear this nigga rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting pussy and crime.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR radio station. I'm your host, East Aaron. And listen, send me your anthems because, listen, we got a bunch. But if your anthems suck, like some of the requests have, I'm not going to put it up. I remember listening to the Rough Riders anthem before I would go to football games as a youth. And I think that is where I learned how to love to give concussions. Like, I didn't know that I was that. I didn't really know that's what I like to do. I just knew that, like, somebody was like, hey, you should knock that person out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my damnedest. And I feel like the Rough Riders anthem made me want to do that. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's America. So the Dalai Lama says, he said that if his successor is to be a woman, she should be physically attractive. Now, I think his PR person is saying that it is a translation error, but apparently he said this many times before, as early as 2015. And I think that's it's very interesting because to me, the Dalai Lama, he looks like, like a koala. Like, I mean, I feel like I know an attractive man when I see one. Even you can tell, like, in an older person, like an older woman or a man, you're like, oh, that's an attractive older person. That's an attractive older man. And the Dalai Lama doesn't, maybe I'm not the demographic, but doesn't seem that very attractive to me. And I just think it's weird that, like, when you're looking for, like, spiritual guidance, that this person would have to say that this person would have to be physically attractive. I just find that a bit odd. Like, I just don't understand what the point is. But maybe you guys have a better idea than me. One of the things that I don't do is I don't ride fair rides anymore. Like, I used to I like go to amusement parks and I'll ride on those roller coasters because I feel like they're tested. And but the fairs I find are a bit more scary. So a girl in Uzbekistan sadly joins like the few other people who have died in the past few years of getting on, you know, that ride that's got like the seats at the bottom and it looks like, I don't know, a weight at the top, like a counterweight, and it just goes around in 360, but it also spins. Well, she got flung off of that and died. But the crazy part is that the whole ride broke and crashed to the ground, and she was the only one that died. Like, I find it most surprising the amount of survivors on these rides because I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, and I was a weird kid growing up. Like, I feel like I liked, I did things in Roller Coaster Tycoon. Like, I would purposefully not pull any janitors and just see how filthy I could get the park, because I would make my rides just stupid nauseating, and just have people throw up all over the park and just see how long it could go, until the park was only filled with crazy people who liked these crazy ass rides. I would also build rides and then pretend to take them away brick by brick so that people would just like fly off. And I find that me personally, I knew that hey, Easton, maybe you shouldn't go into roller coaster design because you got these tendencies that are not good, that particularly not for making roller coasters. However, there's somebody like me who played Roller Coaster Tycoon the way I did, who didn't stop. They felt like maybe that was their calling, and they have created rides that are dangerous. And I assume every single ride like that is dangerous. So if you want to take my advice on anything, it is do not get on the fair rides. But sadly, people have to die on them. That sucks. However, this is an interesting story. I feel like it is totally unrelated to roller coasters. But California is now the first state to ban natural hair discrimination. And I kind of feel like this is kind of silly. So me, I don't know if you know me, but I've got locks. And so it's something interesting, having locks or having any type of other natural hair and applying for jobs and knowing that that is like a point of contention. Like, it is never, I always talk about this, like, people wonder, or people have asked me, like, why you talk about race all of the time? And it is a very simple answer for me. It's because, like, there's white people all the time. They just never allow me to forget that I'm black. And I find that, in the way that a lot of white people never really think that they're white. They don't think of themselves white. They just think of themselves as people. I'm just not allowed to be a person. And the idea, I was on the bus yesterday. And I'm sitting on the bus. And I was just writing in my journal. And I made the mistake of not having any headphones. And this guy just asked me, as I'm writing, I'm just writing. Minding my own damn business. He's like, hey, what are you writing? And I find that's a weird question because, why, if somebody's writing something down, what the hell business is it for you to understand, to know what I'm writing in the first place? Like, anything or anybody, I find that just an odd question to ask somebody. Especially what if I was writing something very important that I had a bad memory? I don't know, anything. And so he was like, what are you writing? And I said, it's my journal, just some thoughts from my day. And I answered the question because I'm on the bus. I'm generally a polite person, a nice person, I find. And then he's like, oh, well, I thought you might have been writing some rhymes down, or maybe rapping or something. I was like, no. He's like, well, I rap. I'm like, bro, I don't give a shit. I didn't say that, but I was just, if I had headphones, I would have put them on. But I didn't, so I'm stuck in this conversation now. But the idea is that, just assume I'm rapping it. And obviously, I don't think that it's a stretch to say that me being black has something to do with it. Or just being out and somebody just talks about my hair. Like, hey, I like your hair. It's cool. Or, hey, can I touch it? Or it's just other things like that. However, back to the story about banning this first state to ban natural hair discrimination is that, at my first job at PNC Bank, my last interview, I had 5 interviews in one day. And my last interview, the last question, the guy asked me, would I cut my hair for this job? And I told him, nah. I got the job. So I don't think there's any discrimination based on my hair. But the idea that a ban on a natural hair discrimination is going to do anything, it's kind of crazy because you can't police how people just go around in their daily lives. Like, just because you say that you can't ban natural hair. It doesn't mean that these people who associate natural hair with whatever behavior that they want to associate with, or qualities or qualifications for a job, are just going to find something else, or they're just not going to say it. Like, how are you going to ban something? How are you going to look at somebody and be like, you need to stop looking at people's hair in a way that makes you determine something about them? It's like, well, they can't not look at the hair, and they have those feelings regardless whether you ban it or not. I just don't understand how this will be enforced. And I feel like this is I don't know, if you put like a win on like a zero is no movement, and like a 10 is like complete equality. I feel like this is like a one. I don't know if you have a argument about why I'm wrong. I would love to hear it. Like, I would love to be wrong about that, but I don't really feel like this does anything. And it's 8 o'clock right now. But before that, just know that there's a Florida man who broke into a Wendy's to steal a safe. But before he stole the safe, he cooked the burger. And that is what got him caught, because he took too long. So if you think you're having a bad day and you think that you might be making some dumb decisions, just know that you are not the dumbest, because there's people who live in Florida who can't pass up an opportunity to use a grill. And with that, I am out. I will not be here for the next two Thursdays. However, I'll be playing a pre-recorded interview and an old episode. I am trying to